Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, Jamaica gets set to bow into action at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. The greatest show on earth, the Olympics, gets underway on Friday, August 5. 11,239 athletes representing 207 countries are down to compete in 306 events from 38 sporting disciplines over 17 days of competition. Jamaica enters this year's Olympics as one of the most anticipated teams with a strong Olympic pedigree. Jamaica has always medaled at the Olympics, with the highest tally being 12 medals at the 2012 London Olympics. That figure is inclusive of 4 gold, 4 silver, and 4 bronze. Jamaica's highest number of gold medals was achieved at the 2008 Beijing Olympics, with 6 in total. Depending on who you ask, Jamaica is predicted to win as many as 11 medals, with 5 gold. Others have the team winning 9 medals with 6 gold. One thing is for certain, however, Jamaica is expected to do well, and the entire country firmly supports the team no matter the outcome.
Our team represents the best of human talent naturally produced in Jamaica. Indeed, that is my wish, that Jamaica will take home a healthy medal tally. And we're expecting it. I want to wish our athletes all the best. Hashtag North medals. God forbid you don't medal. God forbid it, please. We still love you. And we will still celebrate you when you return home, because you have given your best.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The majority of Jamaica's medals are expected to come from track and field athletics, with the bulk of the team being track athletes. In the track events, it's expected that Jamaica will medal in the men's 100 and 200 meters events, courtesy of world's fastest man and reigning Olympic champion in both events, Usain Bolt. Medals are also expected in the women's 100 meter sprint, as well as both the men's and women's 4x100 meter relays. History will also be made in Rio in the gymnastics events, as Jamaica will field its first ever competitor, Tonianne Williams. Williams is down to compete in 5 events: the women's uneven bars, women's beam, women's vault, women's floor exercise, and the women's individual all-round. History will again be made when Jamaican diver Yona Knight-Wisdom takes the podium for the 3-meter springboard event. He is Jamaica's first ever Olympic diver.
When I'm stood on the boards, it's just me up there, and just before I do the dive, everyone in the pool is cheering really loud for me. And I mean, I won't be able to hear them behind the TVs, but just to know that the support's there is phenomenal, and that'll push me to do my dives even better.
Yona Knight-Wisdom. Jamaica also has 2 athletes down to compete in the swimming events, Timothy Winter and established world beater Aaliyah Atkinson. Atkinson will compete in the women's 100-meter breaststroke, while Winter will compete in the men's 100-meter backstroke.
Aaliyah sees the potential here now. She's been performing very well. She set several national records in recent months. So I would say that she is absolutely pumped up. Timothy, you know, it's going to be his first Olympics. Certainly for the experience and being able to say he's been there. So I think he will do him very well, the world of good.
Past president of the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, Martin Lynn.
Tonianne will start the ball rolling. She has gymnastic on the 6th and 7th of August. Then after, Aaliyah and Timothy swimming will take place on August the 7th. Our diver, Yona Knight, will do his first Olympic dive on August the 15th. Track and field starts on August the 12th, and it runs through to August the 20th. And that will take place within the Olympic Stadium in Maracana.
Chef de mission for Jamaica's delegation to the Rio Olympics, Vishu Tolan. So gather friends and family and tune in to support our athletes at the Rio Olympics. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.